The great Bobby Belt.
You ruined the morning show.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not. Over to you, Bobby.
Are you risking your greatest asset? Is Jerry Jones playing with fire here? We talked about this interview yesterday that Jerry Jones had done with Clarence Hill, talking about general manager, why he holds the title, why he will continue to hold the title. And we talked about just the different angles he took on it and how he had said that, you know, I would never allow somebody, he admitted, I would never allow somebody to do the job the right way because they would have to come to me and I would want to approve everything and know everything. So I might as well hold on to the title myself. So that was a big talking point of it. But the bigger quote that came out of there, obviously, was where he had said, there's nobody that could blanking come in here and do all the contracts and be a GM any better than I can. And it got me thinking. I think Will McClay, who is the vice president of player personnel, I believe is his exact title. Will McClay is a guy who I don't think would ever believe that he's going to hold the title of GM here while Jerry's here. I don't think he would. I don't think he's holding out hope waiting for that. I think he knows Jerry's here. Jerry's GM. That's not a new thing to him. I don't think this would upset him to hear Jerry say, I'm going to continue to be GM till I leave. I think he expects that. What I would wonder and what I want to get y'all's thoughts on is naturally, does this the way that Jerry's describing it? Not by saying I'm holding the title, but saying somebody coming in here couldn't touch what I do.
Yeah.
Is that dismissive, naturally dismissive, intended or not, naturally dismissive of Will McClay? And is it dismissive enough that you risk potentially angering him?
No. I don't see why Will McClay would be offended by this whatsoever. I don't see. Just answer me this yes or no. Does Will McClay work on contracts?
Not to the extent that it's something where, like,
does Will McClay handle the numbers? Yes or no?
Todd Williams does.
Yes.
Mainly.
Like, Will McClay, I think, watches film and talks about a player, what he does on the field. So Jerry Jones, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Jerry, are you correcting me?
No, I'm saying, like, okay.
I wanted you to correct that part.
No, I'm acknowledging what you're saying.
Yeah, so Jerry Jones in that comment, and I destroyed plenty of it yesterday, but Jerry Jones in that comment is saying half football, half contracts. So if Will McClay doesn't deal with contracts, Jerry Jones saying someone else can't come in here and do the math and handle the salary cap and do the players, no one can do that better than me. That should not offend Will McClay because he does not deal in that area of numbers.
I don't think Jerry deals with it to that kind of extent either, though.
Well, that's what he's saying. He's saying contracts. He loves to brag. All he did during training camp was talk about how no one on the face of the earth can understand the salary cap and the numbers the way he does. In this very interview, he's talking about handling contracts and numbers and finances. That should not offend or apply to insulting Will McClay.
Yeah, and
Will McClay, that's not part of his job requirement. It's not part of what he does.
But when you say
he's a talent evaluator.
But when you say in general the title of GM, like you're talking about the idea of general manager. So like you don't think that Will McClay could be a general manager. That's obviously not what you're saying. You think he could, right?
Yeah. I mean, look.
You can't leave out what Jerry is describing under his job title.
He's describing a portion of it that's under owner. Like owner in terms of signing off and closing financial things. The contracts negotiated in large part are done by Adam Pacifica and Todd Williams. And that wouldn't change with Will or Jerry, I don't think.
Well, also, like,
I think it's a stretch.
I don't think Will would be offended by this because, like, Will, if he wanted to, would be a GM on 20 different teams.
And I think that's because he's always,
like, he's choosing to stay in this role.
I think he's extremely loyal to the Jones family. And I think he feels comfortable. And not just that, I think there is a deep, sincere desire to, I want to as much for me, I want to win one for him. Like, I want to get him one. Like, I think that's a feeling that Will McClay has.
You have to be accurate with the quote. We have to be 1,000% accurate. Mm-hmm. And the exact quote is, so hell no, there's nobody that could effing come in here and do all the contracts and be a GM any better than I can.
Do you think
so? I am factoring in the contracts with Jerry bragging about his financial abilities And I don't think that applies to Will McClay.
But doesn't he separate it naturally in the quote? They can't do the contract.
I think you're nitpicking.
I don't think
that's my opinion. I think you're nitpicking it. I think you're trying to make it sound like it would be an affront to Will. And Jerry Jones thinks that he's this genius who can evaluate players and do contracts, and someone else doesn't have that multiple skill set in order to do it like him. That's what I think.
Okay. But you don't think that he naturally separates them out there? He says contracts and BAGM. He talks about two different skill sets there in the quote.
Yeah, he does. Again,
and he's bragging about his ability to do both. Okay, and there are other people that can't come in and do both because Will McClay doesn't do contracts.
Okay, let's say this then. Fine, I'm going to go with you on that. GM, are you saying that you think GM requirements say that contracts would be part of that? Having that ability, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what you're saying
I think, according to today's NFL, you don't need to be able to tell me what, you know, the Y technique is. You got to be Howie Roseman and add up the numbers. I don't know how many just break down film, and do you have a separate contract guy to do all the numbers, or is the GM doing the contract? I don't know the exact answer to that.
But in that sense, if that's, like, let's say it is under that front where it says, that's related to contract negotiations and things like that, which most teams, I think, still have financial guys that do the bulk of it. But I think what you're seeing here is when you have a quote like that that says contracts as part of being the GM, even if you're saying, well, Will's a football guy and it's not a contract thing, that still sends is a public on-the-record quote to the rest of the league that says part of the job of GM, maybe Will McClay can't do it. And if Will McClay wants to do this job somewhere else, that is an insinuation that he can't. I don't see how that's different.
I think it is.
I think
you're reaching.
First of all, you're assuming that the other owners are listening to what Jerry is saying there. Like, breaking down word for word.
He's also full of a lot of hot air. Like,
sure.
People know it.
Like, I'm the man. I'm the best. Like, I don't think that's insulting Will, you know, directly or indirectly.
A respect level.
If they didn't think that Will McClay could elevate and be that guy, then they wouldn't money whip him and keep promoting him and giving him more cash. There's your answer. If they thought Will McClay wasn't a threat to go somewhere else and be a problem, Houston Texans general manager, then he wouldn't keep getting raises. But I did have this brought up from Atolo. Donald Fault said, with these comments, is Will still with Dallas next season? So that's Tolo Don thinking maybe it could offend McClay.
Well, and Will's had his chances to leave. He's chosen to stay for a lot of reasons.
But let's even say it's not
like,
about...
But seriously, like...
Now I know why Kristen fights with you so much, because you're this comma and this period. If you spoke and used sentences with as much punctuation as you try to nitpick with your arguments, we could understand you more.
All right, let's turn it around to you, Sean.
I'm not Zach Wolchuk. You think you can just go around beating people in verbal arguments all the time? I'm not Wolchuk over here.
No, this is... Some markets, in some markets across the country... The program director, the boss, is also a host, like in terms of on afternoon drive or morning drive or whatever
Spits
else.
Spits and suds?
No, but like if you're negotiating, for instance, a contract and you're on a show and the guy that you're with is negotiating your contract right now and he's also the PD or he's also in charge and he's on the air talking about there's nobody that can do this job better than me, and like actively talking about, don't you feel a little slighted, like, I'm right here. I'm in the middle of a negotiation. You're like naturally disrespecting what I bring.
If that person has the skill set to also do contracts, and like Gavin Spittle can say, hey, no one can be a program director in here. Well, I don't know how the engineering equipment works, and I don't know where the satellites are located, and I don't know how to schedule, and I don't know how to work payroll, and I don't know how to deal with the sales part. These are not things. Now, if I did all those things and Spittle said, hey, no one in here can be a PD like me, I'd be like, yo, man, screw you. Like, I know how to do all those things, and I believe in my ability. Will McClay doesn't deal with contracts. I think Jerry Jones likes to brag about, this is where the umbrella of ownership gives him a pass to talk about every single area, the socks and the jocks. And Bobby, quite frankly, I'm tired of arguing about it with you. You can argue with Choppy or move on to another thing. I've said my piece. You say your piece. We can agree to disagree.
Choppy,
you're not going to win me over.
Your thought. Yeah, because you're dug in, Sean.
I'm not Choppy, dug in. I'm just right.
Broadus thinks you're dug in.
In regards to this, I don't think at the end of the day there's any, like, animosity.
You want me to keep it real for you?
Sure.
You really want me to?
Yes.
Here's what happened with this interview. Mm-hmm. This is my 1,000,000% belief.
Yep.
And I don't have any problems with it. Clarence Hill went to work for a new media outlet. You got to come out with a bang with a new media outlet. Clarence Hill has a tremendous and great close relationship with Jerry Jones. Clarence Hill asked Jerry Jones, yo, man, I got a new job. Do me a solid. There's a reason that there were 8 F-bombs printed and dropped in this, because it was to help out Clarence come out with a bang. Great get for Clarence. The thing went viral. That's my opinion. A close relationship, a new media outlet, Clarence Hill coming out with a bang. And that's why we got all these F words. It wasn't to offend Will McClay. It was to do Clarence a favor with a brand new job that he has. That's what happened here. If Will McClay doesn't understand that and other people don't understand that, they haven't been paying attention for the last 30 years or twice a week on this radio station. That's the real with what happened.
We also know that Will isn't obsessed with titles.
I'm sorry. If Clarence Hill was still at the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, this interview, the way it came out and the way it came across, does not happen. Period.
No, it doesn't, because he's not going to put that in the Star-Telegram. You know, like for
another. Well, he's coming out with a bang. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't know. It's behind a paywall.
That's true. I wouldn't know.
You know, it's like us getting, Andre Drott on our first show. Coming out with a bang.
We know Will isn't obsessed with job titles. If he was obsessed with job titles, he would have left.
Not the title issue, though. Like, again, that's not
ability.
What
you think he should be insulted that his abilities are questioned or he couldn't be a GM? Do you think that Jerry Jones believes that Will McClay can't be a GM?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying that the quote naturally is something that I think if I'm in that position that Will's in, or other people are in that position, Will's in, I think it's easy to be like, that makes me come off like I'm kind of a slap. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like,
should Steven feel the same way?
No, maybe. Because I don't know that that's that, like Will not? Runs, because
why
Will,
everyone thinks that Steven will become Jerry when it's time?
Because I think what we're talking about is, like, Will runs personnel, and Jerry has been a big part of, like, grooming Steven to take over in a lot of aspects. And so naturally the idea of, like, he's not where I'm at in my career, so he wouldn't be ready to take over yet.
I think
yet.
You're assuming that he's got insecurities. I don't...
Who?
Will.
Not an insecurity. I think just a respect factor. It's not about insecurity. It's about, is there any chance of a disrespect? Like, that feels disrespectful to me. Like, you know, if that's the way you feel about
props
it.
Props to you, Ivan. Ivan texted, said, I thought you were done with him, LMAO. I should have left it and moved on.
You can't quit me.
Ivan, you are correct.
Say it. You can't quit me.
No, this is GD. You are annoying as crap when you want to be. Below the bell, maybe for the final time. Here.
6:37 on the YouTube, Sean.
105.3 The Fan with the amount of people watching. My goodness. All right. Final hour of the show. Nick Eatman got the one-on-one with C.D. Lamb. We'll talk to him at 9:20. But maybe for the last time. Maybe for the last time this baseball season, Brett Boone, Odyssey Baseball Insider, his manager got fired in Seattle. And our lighter, Rocker, and DeGrom, the only reasons left to listen to the Rangers season. Brett Boone joins us next.